regular agenda. Carla, do you want to pull the consent item and put that first?
Yes, 131.
All right, let's call 131, please.
Amend contract with Transition Projects to add $450,000 for the operation of a six-month emergency shelter for men experiencing homelessness.
Who pulled this?
Mr. Lightning and Mr. Walsh.
Okay. Are either Mr. Walsh or Mr. Lightning here?
Can we have a stamper?
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Who's here? Commissioner Salzman, do you have a presentation?
Yes, we have Kurt Krieger, our housing director, and Javier Mena. One of both of you want to come up?
Gentlemen, if someone could come up and give us a
quick... Oh, and Sally Erickson.
Sally.
You just give us a brief explanation of this? Good news?
Yes. Yeah, it's great news, and we're very appreciative of Transition Projects to once again step forward and be willing to, on very short notice, I think we had about 3 weeks from the date of knowing that the Menasches were contributing this facility at no cost to actually getting it up and running. So we're very pleased about that.
Please put your name in the record.
Pardon me?
Please put your name in the record.
Oh, thank you. Sally Erickson. I'm Homeless Programs Manager at the Housing Bureau. The operations began actually in several weeks ago. It's serving 100 men a night with preference for men ages 55 and above, veterans, and men with disabilities, and it's been full almost since the first day. So we're, again, very grateful to the Menasche family for the space and Transition Projects.
Thank you. That's great. I don't know if anybody wants to testify or not.
Okay,
we got some testimony.
Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
Thank you, Sally.
I have a sign-up sheet, but we have people coming up.
All right, if anyone would like to testify in this matter, please come forward. Mr. Walsh, Mr. Lightning. Joe, why don't you kick it off?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We're a little confused here. We got testimony from Commissioner Bailey from the county saying all the veterans are off the streets. I didn't believe that, and this seemed to indicate that we still have a problem with my fellow vets off the streets. So if anybody really knows the answer to that, Commissioner Salzman, are all of the veterans off the streets now? Do you have any idea?
We have housed over seven.
No. Are they all off the streets? That was the statement made.
I don't know if they're all off the streets. I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. The other thing is, we questioned 6 months. Why 6 months? Why can't we do something? Say, this is the problem. This is the solution. Let's finalize the solution. Why do we have to do this piecemeal stuff?
Oh, I can answer that if you like. The owner has made it available for 6 months, and they have donated the space. They only have a six-month window.
Okay, that's the only space in Portland.
No, but this space has been selected as a shelter and has been donated. So this funding allows us to operate it for that 6 months.
Okay. Isn't there a better place to do it?
If you can find a better space. Yeah, Commissioner Salzman is out constantly
looking
for... Give
me $5 million. I'll find five of them.
You're on.
Okay. That's our concern. We do it piecemeal. We never fix the problem. We still have, depending on who you're talking to, anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 people on our streets or on couches or in cars or just hiding with friends. We never fix it. Salt Lake City fixed it. And you know how to do it because they laid it out for you. But you do 6 months at a time. I don't know. Convenient? Easy? Let's do it. The rent's cheap. Let's fix the damn problem. People are on the streets still. And we will do this every month at least. And if you're not doing anything, every week we will come to you and say, what are you doing? And don't give me 6 months, Commissioner. It's not good enough. They're my buddies out there. I live indoors. I get up in the morning and I take a hot shower like everybody on this council. What is it like to get up in the morning and be cold and go nowhere? And we say to you year after year after year, I've been in this council now for 4, 6 years saying the same thing. Get these people off the streets. And what do? You pat yourselves on the back. That's what you do. And you break my heart, Commissioner.
Thank you. Lightning?
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. Again, my statements toward the Menasches at this time is that, again, you donating your space is very beneficial to the most vulnerable people of this city. Again, your 6 months time frame is a reasonable time frame. The money being allocated is a reasonable amount for the services that will be provided there for over 100 plus people. Again, your personnel cost of $268,000, operating expenses of $143,000, administration costs of $38,000, I think are all within reason. And again, on 6 months, we might be a little bit high on where I want to see the numbers hit. I generally want to see the numbers hit on an annual basis of 100 plus people of somewhere around maybe $750,000, no more than that, with a cap set to provide all the services that you have stated you will provide at this facility. Another issue I have is that I think that the Transition Projects, TPI, is a group to be looked at more than what we look at Salt Lake City for their successes. I think we have the success in the Portland market because of Transition Projects, Inc. I want to see that you also have an opportunity to do an analysis on opening up the Wapato property that Multnomah County currently has under their control. I will be proposing to the City of Portland to take that property from Multnomah County for $1 in the name of public good, to do an analysis on operating the property and also getting that opened as a more permanent solution for transitioning and shelter space. Again, Multnomah County, as you know, Sheriff Staten is going to be under a lot of investigation. I don't think he has any more time to be doing any analysis on Wapato. He has had 10 years to do the analysis. He's gotten nowhere. Take that property that has been sitting empty for 10 years, put it into good use, do an IGA with the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and Metro to operate this property. Again, do the analysis as Portland Business Alliance has stated on a pilot program to begin with, 100 people, budgeted at $750,000 on an annual basis, and bring in transitional projects to begin the process moving forward. Again, we've looked at the statements made out of Salt Lake City by Mr. Pendleton. Again, his emphasis is on more shelter space, more permanent, affordable housing being built, not tent cities. Not that I'm against tent cities, but his emphasis is more on shelter space, transitioning space, and that's what we have here. And we need to set this up on a national basis.
Thank you. Thank you,
with Wapato, and now is the time to do it and quit talking about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Good morning, City Council members. Again, for the record, my name is Charles Johnson. There's so much to say to this particular agenda item and the broader issues that Transition Projects deals with. Last week, we had here Jacques Gitte and other people from Senator Merkley's staff and Senator Wyden's staff, and we were happy because they found us $500,000 federal dollars for Cully Park. And now here we are dealing with about $500,000 again. And for people that didn't get what the implication is here, it means that I didn't look deep enough to know whether all this $450,000 will pay for the necessary wages of assistant staff at the property, or whether it covers the cost of the masking tape that marks the space on the floors where people will sleep. So we don't want to overly congratulate ourselves that what we're doing is masking out areas on a floor for people to sleep. That's an improvement from sleeping in the rain under a tarp with no heat. But so I actually would really appreciate if either later on or by calling staff back up, we can know exactly how the $450,000 breaks down between paying less than $15 an hour for a TPI staff person to be present in case of emergency or to help direct people to restrooms during the night. But the broader issue remains that last week, for really a measly $500,000, we had three senatorial staff aides, and now we have another $1 million, $500,000. That's just a drop in a bucket. We talked about $3 million of city money for a housing project. I know it gets frustrating also for commissioners, all of you, to know that when you walk out these doors, you're going to see hundreds of people sleeping outside. And we just have to take that frustration and channel it into wringing money out of the federal government and building creative solutions. I hope that many people will tune in to Think Out Loud at noon today on OPB when this conversation will get continued. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, I'll make sure you get a response to your question. Carla, would you please call the roll? This is an emergency.
Fritz.
Well, let's be very clear. It is not okay with anyone on the council that people are living outside, whether they have tents or tarps or nothing. It is not okay with anyone on the council that people are in warehouses with overnight shelter and nothing better. There was a work session on Monday about what the council, led by Mayor Harrells, are doing to provide a modicum of dignity and shelter for folks who have to be outside because we don't have enough shelter. Commissioner Saltzman will be leading a work session on Monday, Tuesday the 16th at 9:30, to give 2 hours presentation on a home for everyone about what the city and county and the Home Forward plan is for providing permanent supportive housing for people. That is the goal that all of us share. And we know how to do it. What we don't have is the money. And until somebody has a brain, has some kind of inkling of how to get that money out of the federal government when it's been decreasing since the Reagan years, we don't have enough money, nor do we have enough money from the state. Commissioner Saltzman has been down at the legislature a lot recently trying to get the exclusion on inclusionary housing repealed by the state legislature, and he's working very diligently on that. We are working on a number of different fronts. There is not a finite number of people who become homeless. Whether all of the veterans who were outside in June are now inside or not, there are others who have become homeless that still a medical emergency or loss of a job or other reasons cause people to lose their housing. And we know that there isn't enough affordable housing in Portland for people with full-time jobs. So that's the reality that we are in. And the council is just as frustrated as everyone in the community that we don't have the resources to fix it. I encourage everybody to participate in the budget process. If you think there's a magic bucket of money somewhere, please help us find it because we would like to put it to affordable housing. We have already dedicated $6.2 million of ongoing funding in the upcoming budget to additional assistance, and we're going to be looking for more. We have other needs that we need to fund too. Police and fire and emergency management and emergency communications and paying our parks workers more than a minimum wage with no benefits. These are all things that the community expects the government to do. And so those are the choices that we have. Commissioner Saltzman, I greatly appreciate that you are in partnership with the mayor with solid support from the rest of the council looking for these creative solutions and bringing them to council so that we let the community know we're not able to fix everything, but we're doing what we can a step at a time. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank once again the Menasche family for coming forward and providing the space for a shelter for 100 men, predominantly over 55, at no cost to the city, and for transition projects for agreeing in a very short time. This all came together really in about 3 or 4 weeks. The opportunity to provide shelter that's needed right now during winter for at least for 3 to 6 months, and and for transition projects stepping up and coming in to operate the shelter and opening it on time on January 18th. We do remain very interested in other property owners who have other space they would like to perhaps use for a shelter on a temporary basis, and anybody who has such space and is interested and wants to follow the Menasche family's great example, please contact me. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick.
I, too, would like to thank the Menasche family for this extraordinary act of civic leadership, which I think, with resources to step up and help deal with the houseless issue. And I really appreciate the quick work of Sally Erickson and the rest of the Housing Bureau and the Transition Projects and of Commissioner Saltzman's office to bring this to fruition, as Commissioner Saltzman just said, in a very short period of time. Aye.
Yes.
Aye. The matter passes. Thank you.